Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a preliminary ceasefire agreement for Syria is reported. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria.
Even as recently as an hour ago this morning, I spoke with Foreign Minister Lavrov by phone. I spoke with him yesterday. But again today, this morning, I underscored the urgent need to achieve a full cessation of hostilities in the shortest time frame possible.
Violence continued unabated throughout the country, with scores of people killed in two attacks claimed by the Islamic State group. Businessman Donald Trump remains the clear front runner for the Republican nomination in the U.S. presidential race. Trump won his second straight Republican primary election Saturday in the southern state of South Carolina. Senator Marco Rubio was in second place, barely edging out Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Rubio spoke on the NBC News program Meet the Press.
But I feel great that now that the choices have become less and less, more and more that new voter, alternative to Donald Trump vote, is going to coalesce around us. And obviously, we have to go out and do the work of making that happen.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scored a victory Saturday, winning the Nevada Democratic caucuses over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Voters in Niger went to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou ran with a promise to crush Islamist militants and increase the development in his country. Counting has begun in the election, and provisional results are expected by Friday. This is VOA News. Violent protests in northeastern India have plunged the capital of New Delhi into a water supply crisis. Haryana State has been the scene of a week of demonstrations by members of the rural Jat caste. Jats are demanding federal and state benefits, including guaranteed government jobs and university placement. The protests turned violent Friday when demonstrators set fire to houses and railway stations and damaged equipment that transports water to New Delhi. London Mayor Boris Johnson broke with British Prime Minister David Cameron on Sunday, declaring he is joining the campaign calling for Britain's exit from the European Union.
Because I want a better deal for the people of this country, to save them money and to take back control.
Johnson, one of Britain's most popular politicians, becomes the highest profile conservative to declare that Britain is best off exiting from the European Union. Mr. Cameron has set a June 23rd referendum on the issue. Here's the latest on the European struggle to process an ongoing flood of refugees and migrants. Greek police say Macedonia is turning away Afghan migrants at its border but allowing other nationalities to enter. The Associated Press reports a Macedonian police spokeswoman denied the border was closed to Afghans. She blamed Serbian restrictions. Serbian officials, in turn, blamed Austria and Hungary. Uganda's main opposition leader has called for continued protests against his detention and the country's disputed presidential election that saw President Yoweri Museveni remain in power. Kizza Besigye told reporters if the regime continues to detain him, he will call on people to protest.
If the regime continues to restrict me, to detain me in my home, illegal as it is, I call upon all of you citizens to protest this.
Kizza Besigye. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu says he will nominate a female vice presidential running mate for his re-election bid in the August 11th general election. Speaking to women's groups at a breakfast meeting in the capital, Lungu encouraged women to participate in the country's governance, including in the upcoming general election. Suspected Islamist militants stabbed a Hindu priest to death at a temple in northern Bangladesh Sunday. Two other people were injured as they tried to help the priest. Police say the assailants on motorbikes attacked Joshua Roy as he was organizing prayers at a temple in Pungachar district. That's near the border with India. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.